We certainly got better. It was a huge shock to the mission, and it really turned us upside down in a very good way. We didn't really realize the scale of the problem, but we set out some principles to start with, and I insisted on those. I insisted that we should be transparent, that we should try and adopt a victim-centered approach. I say try because in a country like the Central African Republic, there's not much by way of provision for anybody in need. So you had to do your best to use the services that were available and maximize that. And sometimes it meant bringing victims from outside the regions to Bangui to get the services that they needed. The silver lining is that not only we overhauled everything that we did in terms of SEA, but also the UN system as a whole, put right at the top of the UN's agenda, because the last thing that you want with the UN peacekeeping mission is for you to be doing harm. It just makes you feel cold inside. It's horrible. If there's any good that's come out of this, it's the fact that the chances of it happening again are reduced, but I think we need to be constantly vigilant. Every day, every step of the way, every time you set up a new mission, every time you deploy a new contingent, you've got to put in place the measures that are going to stamp out SEA.
Were there many women in the mission?
Two of the top leadership team of eight were women. I think it's actually slightly unusual sometimes in missions to have that many, which is sobering. In terms of the civilian side, it's about 25% overall, but it does get less as you go nearer the top. But there are two deputy SRSGs, women. We might be the first mission to do that. And I do think that that makes a huge difference, having women in leadership positions. I think women have more of an understanding of what it means for the victims, maybe have more of an insight as to how to have a holistic response.
Would you have any message to share with other women in peacekeeping missions?
Well done. We are absolutely critical. You can't do it without women, because women are half the population of the world, they're half the population of the countries that we're working in. And we know, we've seen time and again, that once you get women involved in peace processes, you just bring a new dimension. Women work together in a different way. So often you'll see that the protagonists, the combatants, are men. The women are the ones who suffer very often. So they're the ones who maybe often invest more in searching for peace, and they might do it in a quiet way. But we've seen in CAR, for example, that between communities, when there are problems, when there are tensions, it's very often the women coming back together again who recreate the bonds between communities. And I think they take a longer term view, because they think of the coming generation of their children. I think they'll really invest in trying to ensure that peace is restored. I just think they can be a very powerful force for good. It's easier to access that if you have women in the mission as well. It's incumbent on the UN to have women in their missions too.
Have you spoken personally to any of the victims of sexual violence?
Yeah, I have. You have to be a little bit careful about that. I mean, you know, even in sophisticated societies, Western societies, women don't necessarily want to talk about this sort of stuff because it's very, very painful. And I think that we have to respect privacy, and that's critically important. And so I think one has to be very careful about one's interventions. But I have spoken in very general ways to groups of women who have suffered sexual violence, because sexual violence is a huge problem in a country like CAR and in many other countries that are coming out of conflict. And in a group, maybe they feel they have a greater degree of anonymity, so they're more open to talking in generic terms about the problem. And I think it's important to show a good degree of empathy within the mission to what they've been through. So I've talked in general terms to victims of sexual violence, absolutely, yeah.
Violence in some parts of the country is on the rise.
It is on the rise. We're seeing very high levels of violence currently in the southeast of the country. Because of the particular dynamics that there are between armed groups, it's also to do with the struggle for resources, because there are diamonds and gold in that region in particular. And it's also because MINUSCO has taken a stand in Bambari, for example, to declare that this is a very large population centre, Bambari. It's about 100,000 people. And we have said that we are going to keep it free of armed groups. And we have. You know, they don't like that.
How would you respond to those who question the value of the UN's work?
If MINUSCO wasn't there, you'd have had a genocide. There's no question in my mind. We've saved tens and tens of thousands of lives.